35. It was a very good year.
Well, Jesse Eisinger, I don't know how old you are, but you kind of had a rough year over this last 12 months, wouldn't you say?
I did, slightly over 35.
Yes, but, former Wall Street editor for Condé Nast Portfolio, which folded just a few months ago, joins us now to reflect on Ben Bernanke's speech in Jackson Hole later today, reflecting on his not-so-very-good year, reflections on a year of crisis. First of all, you know, does the title annoy you, given your own personal economic experience over the last 12 months?
Well, you know, you don't want the Fed chairman to give the mission accomplished speech, of course, you know, aboard the aircraft carrier. But I think Bernanke's too smart for that and too cautious. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting speech.
Is it a little bit early to be reflecting on the crisis? I mean, if we can make the comparison to 1929-32, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 90% over a 3-year period. And there were plenty of conferences of economists in well-heeled locations where people were saying it was over as you know, early as 1930, and things got much worse from there.
Yeah, it's absolutely too early, and there's no greater example than that than Bernanke's speech last year at the Jackson Hole conference, which really sort of took a next step of talking about regulatory reform in the aftermath of Bear Stearns's failure and selling to J.P. Morgan. And, of course, then we got the disastrous September, Lehman Brothers failing, AIG having to get bailed out, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley converted to bank holding companies. So it's way too early. The big challenge is coming up for Bernanke, which is to exit from all this extraordinary lending and securities buying that the Fed has been doing over the last, really, 2 years. That is going to be the real trick here, to thread the needle, not to deprive the Fed of its support, and also to avoid inflation. And that's going to be the big trick.
So, Jesse, I can't help it. I'm a creature of Washington, and I'm seeing this sort of dichotomy of talking about a crisis at Jackson Hole. Do we know how much this retreat is costing when the same administration was spanking AIG and others for throwing these lavish retreats?
Well, you know, I'm naive, but I sort of feel like, despite the location, these Fed governors are not spending like Goldman Sachs bankers. So, you know, they go there and they just wonk it up. So I don't think that they're doing something
And there's a long tradition of central bankers getting together. I mean, I was reading about it during the Depression. It's the locations where they have like 12-course meals and supposedly fix the economy. I guess the question for me to you, though, Jesse, is Ben Bernanke may be fighting for his job in this speech. I mean, when you were writing for Portfolio, you had one of the best financial writing jobs, it seemed, in the business. Now you've found a new home at ProPublica. Any advice for Bernanke if he should lose his Fed chairmanship?
Well, he clearly loves the job. He's not going to lose it. He's going to be appointed because conventional wisdom has completely turned around for him. He came in with a very rocky start, and now he's really a figure of adulation among economists and policymakers, I think unfounded. I think that he's done quite a mixed job, mixed to poor job. But I think he's a shoo-in right now.
Right.
And he's gone on this massive PR campaign, which is very amusing. Fed chairmen are not used to that. Let me just
throw this at you really quickly. Less than a minute to go. What about the issue of the authority of the Fed versus the authority of the Treasury? Will we be seeing any signs in this speech of that turf battle between Geithner, potentially, and the Fed?
Well, we saw it last year, so I bet that there's going to be some defense of that this year, too. The Fed, under the Geithner plan, is supposed to get a big expanded regulatory authority, and that's one of the most controversial areas because in the lead-up to the credit crisis, the Fed was asleep at the switch as a regulator. So expanding their mandate is a highly questionable and controversial idea, and I don't think it's going to pass easily.
Right, and it'll probably be read between the lines there, plenty on that. Jesse Eisinger, senior reporter at ProPublica, has it been a good year?
It's been a terrible year.
Terrible year.
For me, I got a new job.
There we go.
Improving year.
Thanks so much. Tell us about your year of crisis. Reflect along with the Fed chairman at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.